This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand ended yesterday. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies on Wednesday. Star campaigners of both the NDA and the India Bloc made last-ditch efforts to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Meanwhile, polling teams are being dispatched to their stations from yesterday. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said polling parties have been sent to 225 polling stations in the sensitive districts of West Singhbhum, Latehar, Lohardaga, Gadwa and Gumla. To support this, Indian Air Force helicopters are being used to transport polling officials safely. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer has suspended Under Secretary Sanjay Kumar Srivastav following violation of the Model Code of Conduct. Voting for the second phase in the state will take place for 38 seats on 20th of this month. Campaigning also concluded for by-elections to 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states and for Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat yesterday. By-polls will be held tomorrow for 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. In Maharashtra, political parties have ramped up efforts with rallies and roadshows to secure voters' support for assembly polls. Voting in the state on all 288 constituencies will be held on 20th of this month. Meanwhile, BJP has urged the Election Commission to take action against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, alleging that he has once again attempted to spread falsehood regarding the Maharashtra assembly polls. The ruling party called on the poll panel to act against the Congress MP for gross violation of the Model Code of Conduct, referring to a section of speech in Mumbai last week. A BJP delegation led by senior party leader Arjun Ram Meghwal met the chief election commissioner in this regard and urged to file an FIR against the Congress leader. The first deputy prime minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. During the conversation, both the leaders exchanged views on enhancing cooperation in various areas, including trade and economic ties, energy and connectivity, among others. Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the efforts made by both sides to further strengthen India-Russia's special and privileged strategic partnership. Mr. Modi extended his warm greetings to President Putin, saying that he is looking forward to continued exchanges with him. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Dr. Naveen Ram Gulam on his historic electoral victory in Mauritius. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he extended an invitation to Dr. Ram Gulam to visit India. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely together to strengthen the special and unique partnership. The government has extended the tenure of Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri till 14th July 2026. The Appointments Committee of the Cabinet has approved the extension. Mr. Misri assumed the charge as Foreign Secretary on 15th July this year. A career diplomat from the 1989 batch of the Indian Foreign Service, Ambassador Misri has served in various capacities at the Ministry of External Affairs, in the Prime Minister's office, and in various Indian missions abroad in Europe, Africa, Asia, and North America. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of Union Home Minister Amit Shah has approved 3 projects of around 726 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh, Odisha and West Bengal. These projects have been approved under the expansion and modernization of fire services in the states. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman held a meeting with the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank AIIB delegation in New Delhi yesterday. The delegation consisted of 11 officials of AIIB's board directors visiting India for the board group visit. Appreciating the AIIB for its remarkable growth over the past 9 years, the minister underlined India's strong macroeconomic fundamentals and its demonstrated leadership in creating and harnessing the power of digital public infrastructure. In Women's Asian Hockey Champions Trophy, defending champion India began their campaign defeating Malaysia 4-0 in their opening match in Rajgir in Bihar. And that is the end of this news bulletin.